Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of A Tangled Mercy by Joy Jordan Lake, performed by J.D. Jackson and Angela Daw.
For the people of Charleston, South Carolina, whose reply to a violent hate was love and unity, and particularly to all those connected with Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church, whose strength, courage, forgiveness, insistence on justice, and unflagging hope have inspired so many others to action and faith for 200 years, and for my family, who never gave up. Chapter 1, Charleston, South Carolina. April 9th, 1822. Later, Tom Russell would wonder if the very boards of that place, splintered, unpainted, unlovely, had leaked some sort of lethal courage into his blood and made him see things that could not be true, could never be true. Tom sprang away from where he'd been leaning into its side. Even here in the wee hours of morning, even shuttered tight on a weed-strangled lot, the church still thrummed with movement and sound. Deep, grieving chords struck through with a raw and dangerous power. Maybe it was only the dark and the mist of pre-dawn, or maybe it was Tom's state of mind, but the clappers themselves seemed to throb. This was insanity. He would not wait. This meeting, that person, and this place could mean nothing but trouble. Time to walk away. Now. Before it was too late. Through the dark, Tom slipped toward the seawall that bounded East Battery. Out on the harbor, square sails sliced through the scrim of fog, and for a moment unhinged from the present, a moment swung open too wide, Tom Russell pictured himself there at the bow. His face, at least, and his build. But no copper disc hung from his neck to label him what Charleston insisted he was. A blacksmith, who ran a shop on East Bay, and who was the possession of one Widow Russell. Instead, the man Tom Russell pictured leaned hard over the ship's starboard railing, as if by sheer force of will he could make the ship clear the harbor still faster. Before they could follow.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?